going back to your children, if any of your boys ever mumble very much.
Mumble?
Yeah, and they...
No, I reckon not. They spoke pretty good. I got a grandson that just stutters all the time. I call him the Jew baby.
Well, what if they were mumbling a lot because they had a lot of chewing gum or bubble gum or something in the mouth? What would you say? Take that chewing gum out of your
mouth. Get that out of your mouth.
And, when you used to go to the barber shop, did they have to be careful when they got down in this area?
Around the neck?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That there, if you get cut very deep that way, you bleed to death in a hurry.
What part of your neck in particular do they have to be real careful about?
Beside the Jupiter veins, though. Well, I have to be careful with all of it. You don't want to get cut.
Uh-huh.
Barber, he loses his reputation in a hurry if he wants to cut you.
Does it get very cold up here in the wintertime?
It did last winter.
Did you have much snow?
No, very little. Just modeling on the ground just a little bit last winter. But it was cold. I think it's the coldest winter I ever seen.
You suppose Dr. was very busy?
Yes, he stays busy all the time.
What do you suppose he's most busy with in the wintertime?
He's filled with flu and viruses.
What symptoms does the flu have?
Flu?
Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes you have a runny nose, and a watering eyes, and a wheezy chest. But hey.
Do you ever have, any soreness?
Yeah, you have sore throat sometimes.
Are there many dentists in Woodstock?
There's three.
Are there three?
Three dentists. That was the last count.
Uh-huh.
I have one next door.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is that?
I don't know his name.
Do you know Dr., what's the one that's down there beside the...
Jerome Duncan.
Have you ever been to him?
Seemed like he pulled a word of wisdom too for me. My wife, he made some dentures for my wife.
Uh-huh.
He did a lot of work for her.
Uh-huh.
And he's...
What did he take pictures of? What did he take pictures of?
Oh, he made x-rays of the gum.
Is he a pretty good dentist?
Yeah, he's a good dentist. He's just talking about jabbering. He's kind of jabbers. He can't tell us what. You don't know him, do you?
I've met him before.
Did you notice his speech impairment?
Uh-huh. You know,
he's a nice brother, but he's got a speech impairment.
You know, he used to be kind of sweet on Barbara.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was sweet on anybody.
Because he lived in the same apartment complex that we did.
Well, that's right.
And, it was in, had an Atlanta address. You know where River Bend Apartments are? Down Powers Ferry Road?
Yeah,
that's the only way I...
Yeah. He's nice, bro.
She thought he was real nice, but she, you know, didn't care about getting anything going. Let's see.
It looks like I'm going to have my teeth pulled some of these days, so I'll probably have to get him to do it. I kind of dread to do it. But it looks like I'm going to have to have pulled. They tell me these false teeth not nearly like your God-given teeth, so I'll put it off just as long as I can. I never have any bridge work stuff or anything like that. I don't even have any fillings put in because they don't hold too well. Get my age, well, you're about ready to lose them anyway.
Well, let's see. you call this part of your hand?
Palm. The palm of your hand?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Palm of your hand.
Have you ever been in a fight with anybody?
Oh, yeah. When I was a boy, I used to fight a little bit.
Did you fight much?
Oh, not too often much.
Who usually started it?
Well, you know, you always like to say the other fellow did. Even though you might have yourself.
Did you ever win your fights, or did you?
Well, some I did, and some I didn't.
The ones that were bigger than you?
Well, that's usually the guy that got me.
Yeah. What did you use to fight?
Huh?
What?
Use your fist.
Did you fist?
Yeah.
Did you ever use both of them?
Oh, yeah, you can use both of them. You just throw a swing in it.
What do you call two of them?
Your fists. You use